come the wolves.
Mr. Roosevelt should hear this.
I'm sorry. I hope you didn't hurt yourself.
My friend says he's sorry.
Okay.
That just goes to show you what a little blonde can do to hold up national defense. Nice, pleasant guy.
Ken. Gee, $100.
So that's what they look like.
Where'd he go? I don't know. I wonder what his name is.
Wait a minute, I saw it on the envelope.
Fry. That's it, Fry.
Fry.
How do you know my name?
What do you care how I know your name? I saw it on one of the envelopes you dropped. Do something belongs to you.
See these two kids, see? And I yell at them, the sprinklers are busted. The whole shooting match will go up. And they run right in, both of them. And the last thing I saw when I looked back was one kid give the extinguisher to the other kid. And then it was just like all hell comes up. And that's all I see.
Was there anybody else around?
No, just the two kids. The poor kid with the extinguisher and the one who gave it to him.
Thank you, Rogers. We appreciate all you've done. We needn't keep any longer now. You'd better go and take care of those hands.
Who have you got next?
I have a fellow, Barry Kane, waiting.
Send Barry Kane in.
Barry Kane.
All right. Just take it easy. We only want to ask you a couple of questions. A matter of a routine checkup.
Well, I won't do anything I can to help.
Sure. Now, suppose you tell us where you were when the fire started.
Well, I was one of the first to rush in. Sprinkler systems weren't working.
Who else was with you?
There was just myself, a fellow named Fry, and my friend Ken Mason.
Go on.
Fry handed me an extinguisher and I started running toward the fire. I gave it to Ken. And then he...
Okay, take it easy. That's all. Just stick around for a while. We may need you. Send for Fry.
Get hold of a fella called Fry.
What'd they do? Ask you a lot of questions?
Hardly any.
Gee, it's awful tough going, seeing it happen in front of you.
Yeah, it is tough.
Ken Mason was your pal, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he married?
No, he was living with his mother.
Must be pretty tough on her.
Sorry, fellas. I'll see you later.
Mrs. Mason.
They wouldn't let me see him.
It's awful hard to believe it happened so quick. Why, only this morning. Why?
Please. Please don't talk about it now.
Is there anything I can do? Could I get you something?
No. No, thank you, not now.
Maybe some brandy.
How is the poor dear soul?
You mean Mrs. Mason? She's feeling bad.
Oh, well, she's every reason to. Do you know what? They wouldn't even let her see him. Her only son.
Yes, I know.
I told her she'd every right to insist on seeing him. I told her I would, and she as good as told me to get out. Me, that was only trying to help. The poor dear soul.
Well, I think you can help if you'll tell me where I can get some brandy. It doesn't seem to be any here.
You come with me, young man. It just happens I have a little in the house.
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Mason, but we're looking for a guy named Barry King. Do you know him?
He isn't here right now, is he? They told us at the plant we might be able to find him here.
Well, what do you want to see him about?
He's in pretty bad trouble, Lenny.
What is it? I'd like to know.
He was mixed up with that fire at the factory.
I don't understand.
There are a lot of things we don't understand either.
But how was Barry involved in it?
That fire extinguisher. Seems it wasn't just an accident. It turns out that the extinguisher Barry Kane handed your son was filled with gasoline.
You ought to be able to help us. Give us a lead on this guy, Kane.
Yeah, that's why we want to look around.
Well, I can't talk about it now.
Yeah. Sorry, but you see, there was a...
I wouldn't give her too much of that if I were you, because it very often makes people weepy. I know it's
yes,
best to
Mrs.
be
Marvel,
like that.
Yes, Mrs. I've got to hurry back. Thank you very much. Mrs. Mason, it'll make you feel better.
There were two detectives just here. They were looking for you.
For me? Well, I guess they wanted to ask me some more questions. I said I'd do anything I could to help. Here, try it.
No, that wasn't it. They wanted to arrest you. They said that the fire extinguisher that you handed to Kenneth was filled with gasoline. That you killed him.
That I killed him? Are they crazy? Why would I want to do a thing? Why, Ken was my best friend. Haven't they talked to Fry? Haven't they asked him about the extinguisher?
They said that there was no such man employed at the plant as Fry.
Why, I saw him. I saw him twice. Ken saw him, too. He was right there with us at the fire. He handed me the extinguisher. Ken said, don't I get to play, too? And he was kidding. I handed it to him. Fry was right there with us, I'm sure. Why, he must have known there was gasoline in it. He must have known. They stood right there with us and watched.
Please go.
Don't you believe me? Do you think I had something to do with this?
I didn't tell the police anything. Oh, I don't know. It's all so confused and so terrible.
I don't know what they're talking about. Why don't they get this fellow Fry?
You'd better go.
All right, I'll go. I've got to get Fry. I've got to find him. Or Ken won't be the last one to die.
He must be in there. I saw him go in the back way.
Thank you. a tune you're whistling. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta.
Well, I didn't even know I was whistling.
That's a sign you must be pretty happy. Easy to see there's nothing on your mind. Oh, that must have been Junior. Felt like him.
Junior?
Yeah, that rap we just got. I know everyone on the road from Los Angeles to Reno.
Tough job driving a truck.
Got any other hot news tonight?
I guess I never realized how tough it was before.
The tough part? You can take that. It's the monotony that gets you. I've been thinking for a long time I'm going to get out of this trucking game.
Well, why don't you?
One of the neighbors told my wife it's stylish to eat 3 meals a day. You married?
Nope.
Go ahead and whistle. That thing bother you?
What's doing it?
Here, stick this wad of paper in there, will you? Pretty good thing to have around, one of these extinguishers. I wouldn't be without one. I take the other day. Big lettuce truck turns over right down the road here. The gasoline catches and she goes up like a matchbox. Fellow riding, a friend of the driver's, gets caught in her. The driver hadn't had an extinguisher, his pal would have been fried alive right in front of his eyes. I didn't see it happen. I never see anything happen. I don't even hear about anything. Except when my wife tells me what she sees in the movie pictures. That's the way she spends the money. Movie pictures and new hats. Buys a new hat so she can put it on and goes to the picture show so she can take it off. No, sir. I haven't got anything to whistle about. Where are you from, bud?
Los Angeles.
Tough. You work down there?
Yeah. Well, I did.
What doing?
I was working in an airplane factory.
Say, they say that's pretty good. I was wondering why you weren't in the Army.
Yeah.
Understand the doggone particular about the fellas they hire in those big defense plants. Well, that's no more than right. They gotta be careful they don't get blown up.
Yeah.
Understand if a fellow ever had any kind of police record, no jab. Is that right?
I don't know.
Hey, buddy, hold the wheel a while, will you? While I animate this thing. I'm a nicotine addict. Hey, watch it, bud. Will you stay on this side of the white line? Where do you want to get off when we get to Springville?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just drop me in the middle of town anyway when we get there.
Listen, the minute you get to Springville, you're in the middle of the town. And the next minute, the place is just a memory. Whole town isn't a city block long. You're going to one of those big ranches outside, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'd be glad to drop you off to whatever one you want.
Deep Springs Ranch.
Hey, say, that's a whale of a big place. Got a chance of a job there?
Yeah. I think so.
You ought to like it. Nice climate. The police! Maybe something's happened.
I'd like to have a little talk with you. Out here.
Yeah, sure, officer. Stay here a minute, buddy. I'll be right back. Hey, bud. Come on, everything's fixed. Good night, officer. Can you imagine a thing like that? Cop chasing the sirens, the whole works. And what it's all about is one of my taillights went out. That's a trucking game here in a nutshell.
Calling all highway patrolmen. Calling all highway patrolmen. Be on lookout for a man named Barry Kane. Last seen on Highway 99. He has dark brown hair, blue eyes, height about 6'2", no hat. Around 25 years old. Calling all highway patrolmen. Calling all highway patrolmen.
How do you do? Is Mr. Frank Fry here?
No, this is Mr. Tobin's ranch.
Oh, could I speak to Mr. Tobin?
Well, I'll see. Just a minute. You wait here, please.
Hey, we've got the ball.
Show it to me.
Young man to see you, sir.
Show it to me. Where is Daddy's girl?
What did you say, Adele? Who wants to see me?
A young man, sir. He came to ask for a Mr. Fry.
Oh. Well, have him come out here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Throw me the ball. Throw me the ball.
Here comes your granddaddy.
Mr. Tobin will see you. Follow me, please.
How do you do? I'm Charles Tobin. This is my daughter, Mrs. Brown.
How do you do?
Well, I'm not going to ask you to excuse the informality of this costume. We're all informal out here at Deep Springs Ranch. That's one of the rules of the place.
I see.
Do you want me to take Susie with me so he won't be disturbed?
No, Susie isn't going to disturb us at all. You just let her play right here, and I'll see she doesn't fall in the pool.
All right.
Well, shall we sit out here?
Yes, sir.
It seems a shame to go indoors on this beautiful day.
Yes, it does.
Now, you wanted to see me about something, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm looking for a man named Fry, Frank Fry. I met him up in Los Angeles. I understand he lives here.
No. Fry, huh? Frank Fry. Well, I'm afraid I don't know anybody by that name. Wait a minute, Fry. No, I've heard that name somewhere. And I just don't seem to be able to place it.
Uh-huh.
It used to be a fellow with a name something like that worked around here. No, it wasn't Fry. Well, I'm afraid you found the wrong address.
Well, it couldn't be one of the cowhands or maybe somebody who's working.
No, I know the names of all my men. Wait a minute. My next door neighbor. Well, next door neighbor, he lives 20 miles from here. But he may know your friend. I'll telephone him.
Oh, no, please don't.
No, not at all. Just... You look as though you've had a hard journey. It's just too bad if you come all this way for nothing. Now, if you'll just wait a minute, at least we can find out. Will you see that Susie doesn't fall into the pool?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hey. Come here. Come over here. Oh, so you're a ball player, are you? Want to throw me the ball?
Let me have it. Come on, throw me the ball.
That's fine. Throw me the other one. Come on.
Now, throw it to me. Come on. Give me the ball.
That's fine. Fine.
Now, I'll throw it back.
Where are you going?
Oh, don't do that. Leave those where they are. Leave them right there.
Be a good girl. Put these back where you found them. No, Susie. The gentleman says put them back where you found them. The gentleman knows that you must be very careful with letters that don't belong to you. Probably I'm prejudiced, but it seems to me that Susie is a pretty cute young lady.
Yeah, she's great. Where's Frank Fry?
Well, really, you must do something about that memory of yours. You know that it wasn't a minute ago that you read a telegram that Fry sent me? And it said that he was on his way to Soda City. Don't you remember that?
Where's Soda City?
Well, I haven't given it much thought, but I wouldn't imagine there'd be an overabundance of Soda Cities on the map. I suppose there's some way you're finding out.
Bringing you last-minute headlines. Los Angeles. The fire in the Stewart Aircraft Works, in which one man was killed, many injured, and $500,000 worth of damage caused, has been definitely set down to sabotage. Police have traced the incendiary origin of the blaze to Barry Kane, former aircraft...
Don't want any more of that. You think you'd be rather bored of the descriptions of yourself. Or maybe you never get tired of them. Well, I am by this time. I've been listening to those radio reports all morning.
All right, you knew me. What about it?
Oh, quite a lot about it, Mr. Kane. You ought to know that. You've become too famous to remain so modest.
Tell me one thing.
Yeah.
Why are you covering up Frank Fry? What's a man like you in this for?
Well, young man, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think maybe you do. Frank Fry is a saboteur who doesn't mind killing Americans for money.
You must watch yourself, Mr. Kane. I'm telling you this for your own benefit, but you have the makings of an outstanding bore.
You can't get away with this, Tobin. Even if I don't stop you, the others who will. A man like you can't last in a country like this.
Very pretty speech. Youthful, passionate, idealistic. You see, I've already sent for the police.
You can't bluff me. You're hooked and you know it.
Must I remind you that you are the fugitive from justice and not I? I'm a prominent citizen, widely respected. You are an obscure young workman wanted for the committing of an extremely unpopular crime. Now, which of us do you think the police will believe? Oh, you must think me a very poor host, Mr. Kane. Now, don't you feel that a long, cold drink is indicated?
Well, I guess I found out everything you're going to tell me. I'll have to go on now and do the rest by myself.
You mean you wish to leave us? Adele! Adele, Mr. Kane is going.
I'm sorry, you'll stop, please.
What does that shoot, water?
Bullets, I'm afraid.
You shouldn't be so anxious to leave us, Mr. Kane. You hurt our feelings.
You make it very hard for me to refuse your invitations. Susie, come on.
No, no, Susie, come here.
Hello, Susie. You know where we're going? We're going for a piggyback ride, that's right. You like piggyback rides?
Dick, Joe, get after him. Hurry up, get him. Get after him. Hurry up.
Get going.
Wait a minute, you can't take me away like this.
Don't tell us what we can't do, chum. Go on, get started.
I tell you, you gotta get him. Just because he's got a big ranch and a fancy pool and a lovely house doesn't mean he's a nice guy. Why don't you find out the kind of things he's been doing?
Sure, sure, we know all about that. Just come on along.
The baby had the letters, I tell you.
Oh, of course, Susie would be only too glad to cooperate, but you see, it'll be quite a few months before she'll be of any assistance. No, no, Susie. Those are not for Susie. Those are for the gentlemen.
All right, let's go. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're going to let you get a little idea of the county jail. You won't find it the best in the West, but it won't hurt you to rough it for a couple of days until they come up from Los Angeles for you.
You can't hold me without a warrant.
Come. Do I have to keep asking you not to tell us what we can't do?
I'm trying to explain to you. Give me a break. There isn't time.
Time's the one thing you don't need to worry about. You'll have it to burn. You'll have 20 years nice and quiet if you get the right lawyer. And if you don't, you'll have all the time there is. What's wrong, Mac? What's holding us up?
Truck ahead, blocking the whole road. Looks like they're changing a tire.
Got a cigarette?
Sure. All you want.
Hiya, bud. Hey, what's the matter?
in a storm. I'm pretty wet, I'm afraid.
Maybe you'd like to come inside and get dry.
Did you leave your car down on the road? Why don't you bring it up and put it in the shed? I'm afraid it won't do it any good standing in the rain.
Well, I don't have any car. You might say I'm traveling by thumb.
By thumb?
Yeah, I'm a hitchhiker.
Oh, I see. I've always thought that that was the best way to learn about this country. And the surest test of the American heart.
Yes, I guess it is.
Will you go to the fire and dry your clothes?
Thanks.
I think that they dry more quickly if you hung them up and put on something of mine.
Oh, no, thanks. This is fine.
We could do with another log on the fire. Would you?
Why, sure.
You must stay until this blows over. It won't detain you long. These autumn storms are short. They yield to none in wetness, but they are short.
Yes, I...
I'm sorry, I should have warned you. Those logs are heavier than you'd think. I drop them constantly.
Yes, they are heavy. I guess I was too smart trying to pick it up with one hand.
Good job it didn't land on your foot. That often happens to me. You're lucky.
Yeah. I'm lucky.
Oh, I was forgetting. My name is Philip Martin.
Oh, I'm Barry... Mason.
I'm glad you found yourself near here, Mr. Mason, when the storm came. It's a pleasant thing to have a guest sharing the fire when the rain is beating on the roof.
You live here alone, do you, sir?
Yes, except I really don't think of it in that way. You see, sounds are my light and my colors. My music, for example. I can close a little, and there's nobody to tell me that the results are anything but brilliant. So I live in a comfortable glow of self-appreciation. I'm afraid I prefer playing the works of other composers. Undoubtedly, you prefer listening to them.
I used to play the triangle in our high school band. Of course, that was a long time ago.
Oh, that's too bad. It's unfortunate when you let yourself get out of practice on the triangle. The piano is a boon to me. The piano can't know that you're blind, so it doesn't embarrass you by trying to make things easier for you. Does you the compliment to trust you. Delius, the British composer, was blind too. That's our only resemblance. This is his summer night on the river. A very interesting effect. Obbligato on an apple. Oh, I apologize, Mr. Mason. I forgot how hungry you must be after your long walk. Just a moment, I'll get something.
Oh, no, thanks. This is fine. I like apples.
So do I. We'll save them for dessert. It was all ready, you see. All I needed was a reminder that I was hungry, too. Are you dry enough?
Just about, sir.
Stop raining.
Is that a car coming?
Two cars, I think.
Excuse me.
One car is my niece's. I know the sound of that motor anywhere. The other is a stranger to me.
There's a couple of men in it. The girl standing beside it pointing down the road. They must have asked him where to go.
This is an easy country to lose your way in. That's one of its charms.
The car is moving. They're starting off down the road now. The girl's coming up the path.
That's my niece. She's been staying with me. She comes from New York to spend a month with me every year. It's one of my greatest pleasures. Unhappily for me, she can't stay longer. After a month, she finds the quiet deafening.
Oh, Uncle Philip. Hello, old boy. Uncle Philip, what do you think happened? Oh.
You didn't know we had a guest. You turned your back and see what happens. My niece, Patricia Martin, Mr. Mason.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Uncle Philip, there was a car full of detectives down the road. They wanted to know the way to town. They're searching for a man that got away from them. It was on all the radios and everything. They said he's a really dangerous criminal.
My dear, the police are always on the alarmist side.
But they said this man is really dangerous.
I'm sure they did. How could they be heroes if he were harmless? Pat, dear, would you mind not having any further quotations from the police? Their remarks are always so expected. They kill conversation. You've probably seen the face of my niece before, Mr. Mason.
I was wondering where I'd seen...
As a matter of fact, you've seen her practically everywhere. I'm told that billboards she adorns would reach across the continent if placed end to end, but I can't imagine who's going to place them end to end. Nor why they should consider it the thing to do.
Uncle Philip never has really been enthusiastic over my career as a model. Oh, well, relatives are like that.
My, aren't you too mean going ahead and eating without me? I'm starving. Would you pass me one of those plates, please, Mr. Mason?
Have you just seen his handcuffs? I heard them as soon as he came in.
Uncle Philip, he must be the man they're looking for.
Yes, very probably.
But you should have given him to the police.
Are you frightened, Pat? Is that what makes you so cruel?
But you've got to. He's a dangerous man.
Oh, Pat, come on. Mr. Mason may be many things, but he's certainly not dangerous. In fact, I'm not at all convinced that he's guilty.
Uncle Philip, it's your duty as an American citizen.
It is my duty as an American citizen to believe a man innocent until he's been proved guilty. Pat, don't tell me about my duty. It makes you sound so stuffy. Besides, I have my own ideas about my duties as a citizen. They sometimes involve disregarding the law.
But what are you going to do? What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to turn him over to you, my dear. And you're going to drive him down to Tim the blacksmith and have those preposterous contraptions removed from his wrist.
Oh, Uncle Philip, how can I do a thing like that?
Because you know I can see a great deal farther than you can. I can see intangible things. For example, innocence. Will you go with my niece, Mr. Mason?
Oh, yes, sir. If you don't mind.
But what'll I tell the blacksmith?
Tell him Mr. Mason is my friend. And my guess, he won't ask any other questions. Go ahead, Pat. Go with her, Barry. Barry, I know, is your name. Your voice explained to me that Mason isn't. But as I told you before, names are of such little importance.
I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Martin.
Go ahead, Barry. Go ahead and do the things I wish I could do. Barry, and for heaven's sake, get back and practice on that triangle.
Is the blacksmith shop very far?
Not very, right along here.
And is he really all right?
He and my uncle are great friends.
Oh, I guess he's all right then.
You needn't worry. He's all right. He's a darling blacksmith. Only I'm not quite sure how much experience he's had with handcuffs. Do you mind if I see them? I wonder what I'll have to do to get them off. I can't quite see. Could you hold them a little nearer? Now I feel better.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet this just makes you feel great, doesn't it?
In case you're interested, the blacksmith shop is 2 miles back. We're on our way to the police.
Your uncle's certainly going to be proud of you.
The world isn't full of kind old gentlemen like my uncle. You're going to find that out. Even my uncle wouldn't have been so kind if he'd known more about you.
All right, go ahead. What did I do? I'd be kind of happy to know.
If there'd been any other sort of crime, if a man had stolen because he was starving, even if a man committed murder to defend himself, maybe I wouldn't tell the police. But there's only one reason why a man commits sabotage. That's worse than murder.
Surprise for you, Miss Martin. I agree with every word you say.
Please don't talk to me.
That'll be my pleasure. Well, I'll see that she doesn't. Driving this way, it hurts.
I'm stopping the first car I see.
must be terribly in love.
Looks as though this car's been overheated. Fan's broken.
I'm cold.
Yeah, I know, and you're hungry.
Now mostly I'm cold.
Look, if you'd stop trying to be a hero and decide to be on my side, maybe we'd do something about your being cold.
Build a fire?
No, I wasn't exactly thinking of that. Well, I didn't want to insult you, but not even trying. What do you want to turn me in for? Haven't you got your picture stuck up in enough places now?
I just want to do my duty. That's hard for you to understand.
Why won't you believe I'm all right?
Because you still don't make sense. If you really hadn't done it, you would have gone to the police.
I've told you it's a question of time. If I go to the police, it'll take me weeks to convince them. If they're as dumb as you are, it'll take me months.
Do you think we're very far from Soda City?
I don't know. We'll ask at the next town. If there's a next town.
Well, anyway, I don't believe that part about Tobin.
You don't believe it? Because he's got a big ranch and a beautiful pool and a love... You don't believe that...
No, it's just hard to believe that about any American.
Would you believe it about me?
Well, you're different. You look like a saboteur. You have a saboteur's disposition.
Don't tell me you've decided to be on my side.
No, I'm cold. Say, aren't you wasting your very valuable time sitting up here admiring the scenery?
Hey, look at that. Looks like we got company.
What do you suppose all that's doing way up here? They aren't moving very fast, are they?
You know what we can do? Oh, no, you won't.
Won't you give me one break? Won't you wait till we get to Soda City?
All right. I'm sorry I've got to leave you here alone, but I told you what I've got to do, and I'm going to do it. There's only one thing I want to warn you about. Snakes. There are a lot of them out here. Of course, there's only five or six poisonous kinds, but there are a lot of the long, squirmy, slippery, slimy ones.
Harry!
I'm coming up in the world. Now I'm better than the snakes.
Harry, please!
Are you with me?
Yes, yes!
Well, what made you change your mind?
I can't turn you in if I'm stuck out there.
Oh, so that's it. Well, back with the reptiles.
Let me go! Who's there? You've got no right here. Stop it and get off.
Now, Major. Stowaways. In the middle of this desert sea, we acquired two more vagabonds. Bedouins like ourselves, eh, Esmeralda?
Why, they're just a couple of kids.
Our car broke down on the way back, and we walked for miles. We saw your bus and hopped on. We didn't want to wake at this hour.
Broke down, eh? We didn't pass no wrecks on the highway. The whole thing sounds like a pack of lies.
You see, we were off on a side road.
I know. A moonlight night and a parked car. That's nice.
Oh, no, really. We were just...
Esmeralda, everywhere you search for sex. Get your eyes out of the mud and look up at the stars. Oh, I beg your pardon. My name is Bones. I'm also known as the human skeleton.
How do you do?
And this is Esmeralda, our bearded lady. Naturally, we're very proud to have her as a member of our group.
You poor kids must be tired. Come on in and sit down. Have a little rest.
We're trying to get to a place called Soda City. A couple hundred miles north, I think.
Well, then you won't get there till morning, so make yourselves comfortable. You must meet our other co-worker, Titania, our little human mountain. A very great lady indeed.
How do you do?
What goes on there? Oh, did we wake you, honey? That's too bad.
Oh, I was awake. Wish you'd tell Mignonette to do something about that insomnia of hers.
I've been tossing and turning all night.
I wish you'd tell Marigold to shut a silly old face.
Are you girls not speaking to each other again? Dear, dear.
Marigold's mad because I got her bow away from her back in the last town we played.
Kindly tell Mignonette I heard that last remark. But I wouldn't have the gentleman in question as a gift. Nothing but a common novelty seeker.
Girls, girls, what will our guests think?
Hey, he's cute. You hear that? There she goes again.
Stop your squabbling. They're tired. They've been walking for miles.
Nobody gave you a lift. I know. The normal are normally cold-hearted.
Stop gabbing and get these tramps off.
A cold heart. A pocket edition size.
I won't take no insults. Get them off.
Oh, Major, honey.
Don't honey me. I've got a contract. It provides for safe transportation and don't say nothing about picking up hobos.
That's the police, all right.
They must be looking for somebody.
Who could it was?
Me, I guess.
Oh.
The carefree youth. And he has handcuffs on. What are they watching for?
For something somebody else did.
I don't believe he's done anything wrong. I'll go to bat for him anytime.
I've always told Melina she'd get mixed up with the police if she wasn't careful.
They're starting to search at the front.
Well, what are you waiting for? Hand him over to the police.
He's perfectly right. He's a little stinker.
Seems like a terrible thing to do, but it would be terrible, too, if we got into trouble.
All right, Bones, call the cops.
Just a minute, Major. In this situation, I find a parallel for the present world predicament. We stand defeated at the outset. You, Esmeralda, have sympathy, and yet you're willing to remain passive and let the inevitable happen. I have a belief, and yet I'm tempted to let myself be overridden by force. The rest of you, with the exception of this malignant jerk, are ignorant of the facts and therefore confused. Thank heaven we're still members of a democracy. We'll put the matter to a vote.
No vote. I'm against voting.
Fascists. You know how we stand so far. The twins, as usual, are on opposite sides, and so their vote's paired. Titania's on both sides at once, and therefore neutral. The Major is for delivering these young people to the police, and I, frankly, am against it. Esmeralda, the decision is up to you.
Well, I don't want any trouble any more than anybody else, but while you've been talking, I've been looking at something. Something pretty fine, too. I've been looking at that little girl there, standing right beside that poor young man. Never a word, never a question, taking everything he's had to take, stringing along with him, whatever happens. And I've been thinking, it's the good people that stick when anybody's in trouble, and there aren't many good people in the world. I think that we, all of us, know that better than most. And, well, it isn't something you see every day of the week, so I vote.
We don't give them up. Good girl, Esmeralda.
This is subversive. I won't stand for it.
Oh, no, you don't, Cuddles. You'll abide by the will of the majority.
Back in your places and pretend to be asleep. That's all you have to do. Here, honey, you sit right down here. Come on, young man, we've got to hide you. Turn all the lights off. Here, take off your coat and put this on.
Come on, wake up in there.
Hey, what is this, Halloween?
Police.
Oh, is that so? Haven't you got anything better to do than waking up law-abiding citizens in the middle of the night?
We're looking for a young man and his woman companion. He's got dark hair, between the age of 20 and 25. The dame's supposed to be good-looking. Have you seen him?
Now, where would I see anybody as normal as that?
Who's this? Doesn't look like one of your troop.
Sure, she's one of us. She's our little snake charmer. Right now, she's sitting on a box of snakes so they don't get lonesome.
Can you imagine that? And a good-looking gal, too. Well, I guess you can all go back to sleep now. A snake charmer. Well, well, you never can tell about women.
It's all right. You can come out now.
Justice, come back!
Sit down here. We're on our way.
I don't know how I can thank you, sir.
It's all right, my boy. Gives you a good feeling when you can help somebody.
You people have got a right to know what this is all about.
It's all right, son. If that little girl of yours can trust you, I guess we can. The baby, she's had a tough time.
Poor little girl, she's worn out.
I'll take care of her.
Come on, let's go.
Better let the snakes get some sleep. They have to look good tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
What for?
For being such a dope. I'm scared.
You'd been a dope if you hadn't been scared. You're tired, that's all that's the matter with you. Get some sleep, you'll be fine.
I can go to sleep, all right. I'm so tired. I want to tell you something. I believe you.
Do you, Pat? You didn't, you know.
It's a free country. A girl can change her mind, can't she?
Sure she can. Thank you, Pat.
They made me so ashamed. They were so nice and trusting. They're wonderful people. Oh, except that nasty little major and that twin. I don't suppose you can really blame the fat lady, though. No one was lost her figure that way.
Welcome to Soda City.
The heart of the bicarbonate belt.
Well, we might as well do the town.
Nothing here. Come on.
I suppose we are a little late.
I'm sorry, darling. I knew I shouldn't have brought you here.
I'm not complaining.
This is great, isn't it? Solution to all my problems. I was counting on this place. A dump like this 5,000 miles from nowhere. It's been in use. Let's go around the window.
Careful, don't cut yourself.
Field telephone. room with a view.
What do you suppose they cut that for?
I don't know.
Say, look. Tripod.
Looks like it's the right height.
Yep.
Something else goes with this.
There.
That's it. Yet. Uh-oh.
Why, that's a... Why, Barry...
Yeah. Better put this away. Take
it. Say.
Huh?
The wood.
What about
it? It wouldn't burn that in the stove.
Why not?
The smoke would show.
What do you think you're doing around here?
Hiya. I was wondering when you'd get here.
Where are you from? What are you sucking around here for?
Excuse me.
About this place, I don't quite get it.
You might have thought it over more carefully. Your coming here doesn't help us a bit.
The heat's on this guy and he shows up here.
Tobin sent me.
Your man must be up his nut sending him up here.
Be a little more careful, Nielsen. Your criticism's in front of other people. Yeah. Don't talk that way about the old guy.
I'll watch out for myself, Doc.
Me too, don't forget about me. That's why Tobin sent me up here. He said you'd know how to take care of me. I guess that makes it pretty clear, Nielsen.
I don't know. A guy walks in out of the desert and right away I get orders. It ain't so clear to me.
I'm a little better than a stranger, friend, if you'll remember my press clippings.
Yes. Mr. Kane has done pretty well down south. His accomplishments can't be disregarded, at least I hope not. A man that has served as well as he has is entitled at least to recognition.
I'm entitled to more than that protection, too. You guys have got to take care of me.
I'm sure the firm will do its best. They're known to be quite loyal to their employees. Nielsen will see to it that the firm's record is maintained.
You got it easy. You guys go back east. Give orders. You do that all right. The big boys with the desk jobs. All you got to do is reach for a telephone, sit back in a big leather chair, and those guys out here have got to take the rap. You know, I think I'll go back east and work for a while.
You're not a very good example of loyalty to the firm.
Yeah, well, I'm getting just a little bit tired, see?
So am I. I'm getting tired of all this talk. Let's get going. The trip up here was no pushover. I had to hoof it most of the way.
I got no place to hide you out. That ain't my line.
That ain't your line, huh? What about you? You don't seem so interested either. Or I suppose you're just the big brains. Or maybe you take a chance down there just for laughs. Or maybe it doesn't work that way. Maybe I'm the only guy that sticks his neck out. Well, get this, both of you. I pull a big job out here and they're after me. And you guys are going to take care of me and do it right, or you're going to have some trouble on your hands. I've got to get out of this part of the country. The ground's burning up under my feet. I've got to get back east. It's a little more crowded back there. The guy doesn't stand out like he does here.
Take it easy. Hang on to your nerves.
I've been hanging on to my nerves. I've been hanging on long enough.
I understand your difficulties. I'm sorry about all the talk, but in this business, we always have to make sure. I think I know him now. I'm driving back east, you know. You'd better come with me.
All right. Let's get going.
Get all the things together. After we leave, I want this place cleaned up. You won't be coming back here.
Why not? You think they got a place for it?
I'm making sure. You'll have to find another place and store all this stuff.
Well, it's not going to be easy.
It's your job. If you can't handle it, I'll have to get someone else.
All right. I'll handle it.
You'll need some clothes.
Size 42. What do we do about these?
How did you manage to break them?
Got an automobile fan.
Well, that's very bright of you. I think we can even take care of that, but let's get started now. Did you hear something? Where does that lead to?
Just another room. Way up.
You see, we figure they're chaining the other fellas. They're probably heading for New York.
If there's anything I can do.
We sure appreciate that.
Well, anyone would have done the same thing.
That's right. This war sure makes a difference. Everybody wants to get in and pitch. Now, if you'll just give me your address in New York, Miss Martin, we can contact you back there. Or maybe you could wire me about which plane you're taking. We may want to get hold of you fast.
Well, I can do that when I get back to my uncle.
Okay, Miss Martin, just keep in touch.
I'm glad we came this way. It adds a few miles to our trip, but somehow I've become a little sentimental. I want to take a last look at it. Beautiful, isn't it? A great monument to man's unceasing industry and his stubborn faith in the future.
You'll be moving along soon. Are you carrying any cameras or firearms at all?
Nothing at all, officer.
You, sir?
No, sir. They must get a lot of power from this dam.
I think it supplies about 75% for the Los Angeles district, naturally including most of the power for the defense plants there.
Well, do you think there's any...
Do you know Tobin very well?
No, not very well. I met him just that once at his ranch.
Did he have the child with him?
His grandchild, yes. He seemed to be very fond of her.
Yes, that's one of the things I like about old Tobin. His love for that little girl. Evidence of a good heart. I have children, too, you know.
Oh?
Two boys. Nice little fellows. Age 2 and 4. The 4-year-old is naughty at times. He's quite a problem. We get him a new toy, and within half an hour, it's smashed to bits. And then, sometimes after it's all over, he seems almost sorry. Sometimes I wish my younger child had been a girl. In fact, my wife and I often argue over a little idiosyncrasy I have. I don't want his hair cut short until he's much older. You think it'd be bad for him?
Well, I don't know. It might be.
When I was a child, I had long golden curls. People used to stop on the street to admire me.
Things are different nowadays. If you gave the kid a haircut, it might save him a lot of grief.
Ah, we're on our way.
We love wild dreams down in dreamlight tonight. We touch the stars, love is ours. Night winds that sigh embrace the sky. Tonight we love in the glow that glows so soft.
Drive to 401 instead of the office.
Okay. Anything wrong?
Buddy, I've just called the office. They've disconnected the phone.
Same old phone company. Should have paid the bill.
This is no time for jokes. The police. They're watching the office. The disconnected phone, it's our signal.
Think they're watching for me?
I don't know. Who'd know you were in New York?
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
How about Brooklyn tomorrow? Do you want me on the job?
When are you going to learn to keep your mouth shut?
Sorry, I thought he was in on...
Shut up!
It's all right. I'm good at keeping secrets.
Let's go.
Hello.
Ah, pleased to see you, Mr. Freeman. Have a good trip.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
Madam is upstairs. She's waiting anxiously for you.
Oh, thank you, Robert. We'll go right up. This way. Who's that? Hey, is this a hotel? What's the festivity?
It's for a very worthy cause. Mrs. Sutton often gives her house over to charity affairs. She's a very generous woman, but I have an idea she isn't going to be really pleased to see us on a night like this.
Idiots, all of you. Stupid, inefficient idiots. Everything is left to me. I have to hover over all of you like an old hen.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sutton.
The guests downstairs expect me to put in an appearance. After all, as you say, they want something for their $25. I will not have my benevolence abused. My life, my position, they're important to me.
I'll do my best, Mrs. Sutton.
No, you wish your best were a little better. Oh, Mr. Freeman, I'm glad you've come at this time. I was just telling Edward. Is it the young man? Must you bring him here as well? I certainly can't furnish him with sanctuary. This house is full of guests, important people. Don't you understand my position, Mr. Freeman, with this young man here? The police are already watching your office. Thank goodness they'll never come here. But a little more of your stupid behavior, and even the respectability of my house won't shield you.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sutton. We can't leave any loose ends.
All right, all right. But for heaven's sake, stop playing the conspirator. Now tell me all you know about the girl, or ask him.
Why didn't you tell me about the young lady back in Soda City?
Oh, well, I didn't think it was important. She was just a girl, like anybody else. She picked me up. She was pretty. I guess it was kind of risky. Well, there you are.
I'm so sorry to have exposed you to any risk.
Well, what's she doing here?
You're surprised to see me again.
How did she get here?
It doesn't matter how she got here. The point is, there was no reason to bring her here at all.
You see, Mr. Kane, I just learned on the telephone at the gas station that she was most indiscreet after she left you at Soda City. She went straight to the local sheriff, who fortunately happened to be a particularly good friend of ours.
Oh, don't waste time in explanations, Mr. Freeman. You've got to get the girl out of this house, all of you. I will not have my benevolence abused.
So you played smart. Well, that's great. That's a big help to all of us.
No, I wasn't smart at all. I haven't been smart for 4 days. Even when I went to the sheriff, I hesitated. I hated to do anything that might get you into trouble.
Yeah, I sympathize. The mistake I made was not leaving you back there with the snakes. You might have at least learned to rattle.
I was right about you in the first place.
Good evening, Mr. Kane. I didn't know you were a bookworm. You must let me choose something appropriate for you, something not too difficult for you to understand. Let me see. Here we are. This will do admirably. Remarkable work. Somehow prophetic.
Why are you here, Charles? And what's all this nonsense about books?
I am a refugee. I have at last joined that revolting group of world travelers. One ultimately turns into the thing one despises most. And whom have I to thank for it? You, Mr. Freeman. The girl was allowed to escape unobserved. She left Mr. Kane, went straight to her uncle. That charming old man went to the police. As a result, a whole horde of officers came to my house. Luckily, I was leaving when they arrived. And the others, the very loyal ones, well, they're paying for their loyalty.
How appalling. Your charming house. Oh, I'm so sorry, Charles.
Rather lucky. You might have been sorrier. And you might have been a little more efficient in this whole matter, Mr. Freeman.
What good is it going to do you to insult me? We're in trouble now, and so the most important thing is to make sure of everyone around us.
But Mr. Kane?
I'm just not sure. I want to know that he's all right.
All right? What an understatement. He's much more than that. He's noble and fine and pure. And so he pays the penalty that the noble and the fine and the pure must pay in this world. He's misjudged by everyone. Why, even the police have a completely erroneous impression of him. I can assure you that contrary to what is supposed, and to what he may himself have told you, that young man is certainly not one of his country's enemies.
Charles, you're joking.
I mean exactly what I say. Mr. Kane is definitely no part of our little organization.
Your protege. Well, you've done splendidly. You bring him here, you idiot. Now, what in heaven's name are we going to do with him?
That's a very appropriate question. Not much we can do with him.
I made the mistake once of turning him over to the police. That's even more impossible at the moment. I'm afraid there's only one thing we can do. You see, the new law threatens all of us with the death penalty. So I'm afraid we'll have to apply the ancient axiom. Tooth for a tooth. Cane for a Tobin.
Please don't discuss things of that sort here. It's rather nauseating and quite out of place. Oh, Charles, I'm frightened. We must take all precaution.
Of course. Must also continue with our work.
It's too risky now. We're already abandoning the dam. We must remain inactive for a while.
Inactive? You're utterly mistaken. Once we do that, our organization is finished. We must carry on at all costs.
What about tomorrow's work?
Tomorrow's work? Can't abandon that after all your preparations.
But, Charles, the risk...
is great. I know that. Unfortunately, we will have to carry out our orders. I'm leaving for the Caribbean now. My position here is more impossible than all of yours. Of course, I'm rather looking forward to Central America. Havana will be very gay this season. You know, somehow I've suddenly had enough of this country. The war has made it grim.
You're leaving us here to face everything, and you'll be on a boat, sailing along. It all sounds idyllic.
Oh, Charles, Charles, this whole thing, it's impossible. It's panic.
I'm deeply sorry.
Oh, there you are, darling. How unbecoming for a hostess to hide herself away. Am I intruding? I'm so sorry, but I just must kidnap Henrietta. She'll be back.
I've had some trouble with these people. They're doing the catering and making rather a hurried mess.
Well, our boy will appear any minute with the caviar, I assure you. I'll mistake my reputation.
Don't be a fool. Get to the house phone.
How'd you get here?
They met me at the airport. I thought they were the police, then they brought me here.
Wait a minute. No use trying the way I came in. Let's walk right out through the front door. Might as well.
Yes, sir. We'll watch the back exit. They won't get out.
Oh, no good. See the one on the other side? I met him on the way in. He's one of them. We'll never get out that way.
What can they do to us?
Plenty. If they'd grab us, we wouldn't have a chance.
But these people would see them do it.
Of course, and anyone who had a question, we're a couple of gate crashers.
Barry, this is awful. It's like a bad dream. All these people here, isn't there anyone we can trust?
Sure there is, all of them. Only which one? Excuse me. This may sound sort of crazy. In fact, I don't even know how to start. But this whole house is a hotbed of spies and saboteurs. I'm not being silly, I assure you. Even our hostess, Mrs. Sutton.
What's the matter with you, sir? You're drunk. You're not even dressed.
What did he say?
Oh, he thinks I'm drunk.
When I read in the papers what those Japs are doing, I feel like going... Keep it that room. 8 to 5. Yeah, man. Stay in that pit.
Pardon me. Did you pay $25 to get in here tonight?
No, not exactly. The boss gave me a ticket. Why?
I need your help very badly. We're right in the middle of the biggest bunch of fifth columnists in this country.
Are you kidding?
What's the gag?
No, I'm on the level. This is it.
Ah, you're kidding.
We got a wagon to join. The guy's trying to rip me.
All right, slinging your curve.
Beat it out, son. Beat it out.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to talk to you about something very important.
What is it, Mr. Kane? You know it's hopeless. Why don't you join Mr. Tobin upstairs in a little supper? I'll show you the way.
Before they get to us, go out and stop the music and tell them all.
Honey, this is the Sutton Mansion. I'm just a guy from Glendale, California, wanted by the police. They'll grab me as soon as I open my mouth.
But what are you going to do? We can't just stand here.
I know where we'll be safe.
Barry, I'm scared. It's so unreal, all these people dancing and having a good time.
Yeah, and when you try to warn them, they laugh at you. They think you're drunk.
That gray-haired man you spoke to, he seemed like such an honest citizen.
Hmm. Just a friend of the family. I guess the rooms were all sprinkled with them.
They're so smart, that's what frightens me.
Yeah, they're smart. That's because they're ruthless. It's easy to win when you forget about the rules. A man named Fry drops a wallet in California, and we wind up here, you and me. That's the only good part of it. I'm with you.
I wish it were somewhere else. North Pole, I wouldn't care.
We might wind up there yet, too. Chasing Fry over an old glacier.
Fry? He seems so small now, I'd forgotten about him.
So had I. Well, we can't just go on dancing like this for Saturday night at the Palladium. We can't just wait till they come and get us.
What do you think they'll really do?
Well, right now, they're probably haggling over the price with Murder Incorporated.
Oh, Barry, please.
Sorry, Pat. I hate to be out of it now. There's still so much to do. If ever there was a time when staying alive was important, you heard what they said. Something about a job they're going to do tomorrow in Brooklyn.
Navy Yard.
One of us has got to get out of here. Maybe if I start something, you can make a break for it.
What about you?
You can't worry about me. We've got to take a chance.
Oh, Barry, why couldn't I have met you 100 years ago? On a beach somewhere.
Bathing suits looked awfully funny 100 years ago. I'll bet you look beautiful, though.
I'm afraid we're not behaving very well.
What's the difference? We weren't invited anyway. Pat, this moment belongs to me. No matter what happens, they can never take it away from me.
Oh, pardon me. You mind? Excuse me. Would you care to dance?
Why, yes, certainly. Oh, you're really a much better dancer.
Thanks. Who was the man you were dancing with?
I have no idea. I never saw him before.
No, I mean the man that was just left you.
I know. That's who I'm talking about. I never saw him before in my life. Oh, what a pity. That was lovely. I hope you will ask me again.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Well, young man, you seem to be enjoying yourself. Charming party, isn't it?
Where is she?
You mean your young lady? I thought you were taking care of her. Perhaps she has a headache and lying down somewhere. Would you like to come with me and look for her?
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I have something to tell you. Something you ought to know about this house and about your hostess.
I beg your pardon, sir, and before you go on, I think you might like to take a look at the curtain on the balcony.
Not much of a public speaker, ladies and gentlemen, and some of you are probably wondering how I can tell you anything about your hostess that you don't already know. Her graciousness, her kindness, her many charities. Well, I want to tell you that you have a big surprise coming, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight in this house, for the benefit of this great cause, for which she's already done so much, our hostess, Mrs. Sutton, is putting up for auction one of her most treasured possessions, one of the famous Sutton jewels. Mrs. Sutton, would you kindly step forward?
Lady is asking to see you.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't keep her waiting if I were you, sir.
Yes. Will someone please, Admiral, how about you? Would you take over for me, please?
Excuse me, please.
I'm wanted on the phone.
Delighted, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will entertain your bids for this beautiful bracelet, which has been donated by our hostess, Mrs. Sutton. What am I bid?
$1,000.
$1,000 has been bid. Do I hear any more?
$1,500.
$1,500 has been bid. Do I hear?
$1,750.
$1,750.
$2,000.
$2,000 has been bid for this beautiful bracelet.
Where is she? You seem to have a soft spot for that young lady. You can't afford to make yourself that vulnerable. Not when you're out trying to save your country.
Why is it that you sneer every time you refer to this country? You've done pretty well here. I don't get it.
No, you wouldn't. You're one of the ardent believers, a good American. Oh, there are millions like you. People that plod along without asking questions. I hate to use the word stupid, but it seems to be the only one that applies. The great masses. The moron millions. Well, there are a few of us who are unwilling to just troop along. A few of us who are clever enough to see that there's much more to be done than just live small, complacent lives. A few of us in America who desire a more profitable type of government. When you think about it, Mr. Kane, the competence of totalitarian nations is much higher than ours. They get things done.
Yeah. They get things done. They bomb cities, sink ships, torture and murder so you and your friends can eat off of gold plate. It's a great philosophy.
I neither intend to be bombed nor sunk, Mr. Kane. That's why I'm leaving now. And if things don't go right for you, if we should win, then I'll come back. Perhaps I can get what I want then. Power. Yes. I want that as much as you want your comfort or your job or that girl. We all have different tastes, as you can see. Only I'm willing to back my tastes with the necessary force.
You certainly make it sound smooth and easy. Well, that's a trick. I know the results of that power you believe in. It killed my friend, and it's killing thousands like him. That's what you're aiming at. But it doesn't bother you, I can see that. Because you really hate all people. Let me tell you something. The last 4 or 5 days, I've learned a lot. I've met guys like you, and I've met others. People that are helpful and eager to do the right thing. People that get a kick out of helping each other fight the bad guys. Love and hate. The world's choosing up sides. I know who I'm with. And there are a lot of people on my side. Millions of us in every country. And we're not soft. We're plenty strong. And we'll fight, standing up on our 2 feet, and we'll win. Remember that, Mr. Tobin. We'll win no matter what you guys do. We'll win if it takes from now until the cows come home.
Mr. Kane, I think we've discussed the rights of man sufficiently.
I'm feeling a little tired.
You must be too. Robert, do you think you can arrange for Mr. Kane to sleep somewhere tonight?
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
That's enough, Robert.
Very good, sir.
Think you can take care of this?
Yes, sir. Will it be all, sir?
Yes, thank you.
It doesn't matter what arrangements we've made, to what trouble we've gone. This whole job hangs on one thing, timing. If the section of the slipway goes up before the actual moment of the launching, then all our efforts have been wasted. If you blow her too late, well, then you just scare the crowd. Timing, timing, timing. That button must not be pressed until the ship starts to move. What arrangements have been made for getting out of there?
As soon as the camera cables are unhooked, this truck goes. We got to fix at the gate to get through with our film.
Who is handling the camera near the slipway?
I am. The wires to the explosives were laid last night. All I have to do is hook them up to the camera.
Too bad we have to lose a good camera. Well, everything seems to be taken care of. I'll be waiting for you at the newsreel office. Good luck.
Have they gone?
Yes. How is she?
Okay. She's having her breakfast.
Any trouble keeping her quiet?
No. I made a deal with her. You see, she got tired of having that adhesive tape over her eyes and mouth. Well, I hope we get rid of her soon. I promised to take my kid sister to the Philharmonic.
Give me the key.
There it is.
I'm sorry we couldn't keep you at the house last night, but Mrs. Sutton has a limited number of guest rooms, and I suppose Mr. Kane was first in line.
Where am I?
Oh, that's a trade secret. I only hope it isn't too high for you here. Mr. Kane's quarters are nearer the ground, but he's being well looked after, and, like you, is probably enjoying a hearty breakfast.
Mrs. Sutton's house.
Oh, who's she?
Some rich dame. Saw something in the paper about her doing things for charity. Right here, somewhere. Here.
What about tomorrow's work?
Tomorrow's work? Can't abandon that after all your preparations.
But Charles, the risk...
is great. I know that. Unfortunately, we will have to carry out our orders.
What's the time?
10:50.
Thanks. Brooklyn Navy Yard, quick.
How much?
15.
Got change?
Yes.
Thank you.
Department, we are now able to take you to the Brooklyn Navy Yard, where over a national hookup, we will endeavor to bring you a description of the actual launching ceremony of the Navy's capital ship, the USS Alaska. And so, without further ado, we switch you now to the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Here we are at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It's rather a windy autumn day, but still, it's a pretty
good day for a launching. I guess any day is a good day for a launching in these times. Our microphones are located in several key spots, so we'll be able to bring
What's
you
holding us up?
Minute description.
Traffic, buddy, what do you think?
Bill Donham is standing by at this moment near the launching
Here,
platform.
I'll walk.
I can see that he is signaling me. So I guess the main speaker is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now turning you over to Bill Donham, who is located on the actual platform. Go ahead, Bill.
This is Bill Donham, ladies and gentlemen. We're located up here on the platform right in the bow of the great ship. It towers over us like some enormous monster. This platform on which we have our...
Take me to the guy in charge.
Okay, I'll take care of this.
What do you want? Something's going to happen to the launching sabotage.
Where'd you get your information?
I can't go in that now. There isn't time.
What can I do? You've got to have a little more than that to go on. Better come in the office and talk to the chief.
I tell you, there isn't time.
What do you expect me to do?
Take me to the guy in charge of the launching.
No, you got
to
go through the office first.
That's all.
Very crowded at the moment with all kinds of Navy
Wait
officers
here.
And Navy personnel. I can see in the group to my left, Rear Admiral Pierce and Mrs. Pierce. It is Mrs. Pierce who will perform the actual bottle breaking today. She is shaking hands with a great many people down there right now.
Well, just a second, ladies and gentlemen. I see Rear Admiral Pierce moving toward the microphone. Yes, I think he's going to begin his speech now, and we'll switch you over to the speaker's microphone.
The launching of a ship in time of war is always a solemn occasion. Today, when our fleet is fighting on all the seven seas, the ceremony gains majesty.
For it represents for the American people a victory.
Where'd that guy go?
Yes.
I don't know. He just stepped outside.
Of an enemy.
A strong, diligent hand of American workmen. Let us rejoice, then, at this moment. Let us be confident. Action.
Work of peace brings something I've shown the world what Americans can do. Our American soldiers are really giving their lives so that we in this country can live in decency, security, and peace.
This is Bill Donham again, ladies and gentlemen. You've just heard Rear Admiral Pierce speaking from the Brooklyn Navy Yard. His speech is being received with great applause.
Come back to us, quick. I can handle us. Be ready to pull out as soon as she goes.
A naval officer is handing her a bottle of champagne that is tied somewhere above her. Is tense. It is indeed a solemn occasion. I switch you over to our microphone near the bow of the ship so that you may hear the actual launching. Now I can see that Mrs. Pierce is moving towards the bow of the ship. I'll switch you over now to Mrs. Pierce.
In the name of the people of the United States, I christen thee Alaska.
Trouble. Don't know, an explosion somewhere.
All right, elevate.
George. Everything okay?
No, give us a hand. We got a guy.
Go down the corridor and through the iron door and take you into the music hall. We'll go this way.
Catches you here.
Oh, see here, I thought you wanted to make the old boy jealous.
Not anymore. He's threatened to kill you on sight.
Oh, I say, you don't think he'd go that far, do you?
Well, of course he will. Oh, will you go before it's too late, before he shoots you to death?
See here, are you trying to tell me old Henry's got a gun? A real gun?
Oh.
What do you think this is? I've caught you at last, you rat in the grass.
Stop that! Run, Wilbur, run before he gets your range!
I think I got it now. Get out before I shoot again.
Run, Wilbur, run! Quick.
Never touch me! I'll get you this time.
Run, Wilbur!
My husband! He's
going to shoot again!
I'll kill the rat until the last thing I do.
He was only kidding, I swear.
Yeah, I'm only kidding, too. Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out! Get out!
Not that way! He'll kill you!
Stop him! Help! Murder! Help!
Run! Run! For heaven's sake! Run for your life!
There he goes! He's the one you're after.
You're the one we're after. Come on.
I tell you, he's the one. He'll get away.
Come on.
Pat, grab the cab and go after him. And don't lose him. It's our only chance. Taxi!
Downtown.
Whereabouts?
Anywhere. Just keep going downtown.
Give me the FBI headquarters, please.
Federal Bureau of Investigation. Hold on, I'll put you through.
Make sure he doesn't leave by the next boat. Talk to him, follow him. Do your best to keep him there until our men come along. Girl says she thinks she's traced Fry to Petal Wild.
She's crazy, he'd never go there.
Where did you pick up Schultz last month?
In that museum, that modern art place.
And Ronaldo, you caught him looking at the fish in the aquarium, didn't you?
Yeah, but the statue's dead end.
That's why he's smart. You better get going.
Let me take him along in any case, just to make sure that the girl hasn't made a mistake.
Look, you're one of the most obstinate men I've ever met. Get going.
Come on.
Pardon me. Could you tell me which is Brooklyn?
I've seen you before, haven't I? Sure. On that boat coming over. What'd you ask me?
About Brooklyn. I was wondering where it was. I've heard so much about it.
Over there. Where you from?
New York.
What are you handing me?
Oh, no, you see, I work in a store downtown, and I never get a chance to get out. I just sit around all day, and I never see anything. So I said to myself, the first vacation I get, I'm going to see the Statue of Liberty.
Well, this must be a big moment for you, huh?
Oh, it is. And it means so much to us now. Well, I was just reading here in this booklet. Did you know this statue was given to us by the French? Do you know what they had written on it? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. And just look at the French. Isn't it sad?
Yeah, very sad.
Oh, it's such a beautiful statue. I could just sit up here all day thinking about it, couldn't you?
Some other day, maybe, not right now. Right now, I gotta catch that boat back. You coming?
What? There's another boat in 15 minutes. Couldn't we wait? All the people have gone, and we'd be alone, just you and me.
Sounds cozy. But I haven't got the time.
Oh, on a nice autumn day like this, you couldn't spare 15 minutes for me?
I don't like autumn.
You're not being very nice to a lonely girl. You look as though you might be lonely, too.
Yeah. But I gotta catch that boat.
15 minutes shouldn't make such a big difference, Mr. Fry.
Who are you? Come on, quit stalling. Who are you?
I think I told you. A working girl on her day off.
Don't kid me. What are you doing here?
It's rather a long story, Mr. Fry. It all started with an unknown blonde, an aircraft worker at a factory in Glendale, California.
I get it. Little Miss Liberty carrying the torch. Why'd you follow me?
Why do you think? Take a look down there. If you can't figure it out for yourself, they're coming for you.
You see him in this bunch?
No.
Barnes, you stay here and watch this end. The rest of you fellas come with me. You two, watch that side. I'm going up. Where is he?
He started down.
Are you sure?
He's up here. Come on.
Come on, Fry. I'll get your sleeve.
Don't you go over. If you slip, that'll be three gone. Quick, get a rope.
Can you get a grip with your feet?
I can't.
Jane, I'm getting a rope.
They're getting a rope. Hold on, Fry.
I'll clear you. I swear I will. I'll clear you.
Hurry up with the rope.
Yeah!